Still with the media, as we've just been discussing, the issue of media bias has leapt to centre stage over the carbon tax. There was the Prime Minister's blunt plea to journalists to stop writing crap, her words, about her climate plan. Then there's the call for an independent inquiry into the media in Australia by the Greens leader, Bob Brown, who famously dubbed News Limited the hate media. Questions are also being posed about the extent to which media outlets should aggressively oppose the tax. Sydney radio station 2GB, Alan Jones's station, actively promoting a mass anti-carbon rally in Canberra for August 16, the day Parliament resumes after a five-week break. Here's afternoon's presenter on 2GB, Chris Smith.
Making a difference is what you can do if you commit to travelling to Canberra. If you're in Canberra, simply going to Parliament House for the latest rally against this horrid carbon dioxide tax. Now, the tax that we know will do absolutely nothing to change the environment, zippo, but it will hammer our top 500 companies who'll either nick off abroad or pass on increased prices on everything you purchase. Now, we put out the rally call yesterday. August 16 is our date with political destiny, I guess you can say, and I implore every listener to pass on those details if you can to as many as you can as soon as possible. And if we can't eclipse what happened in March when we had 4,000 gather around Parliament House, we will lose this fight. That is the risk you take when you stick your neck out, but we've got to stick our neck out to make a difference. We must make a bigger stand and rock the Prime Minister's boat one final time.
2GB broadcaster Chris Smith speaking yesterday. All of 2GB's daytime presenters, including Alan Jones, had been planning to broadcast their programs from the rally. But late yesterday, the network changed its mind. 2GB says it will no longer broadcast from Canberra on the 16th of August. Ian Holland is Group Program Director for the Macquarie Radio Network. He spoke with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Let me be quite clear about this firstly, Alison. We're not helping to organise it. The rally has nothing to do with us. We are aware that it's on, but it isn't something that we're organising or helping to organise.
But 2GB is a driving force behind the rally. Some of your presenters, Chris Smith in particular, is using 2GB to aggressively promote the rally.
Well, he's promoting the rally through our radio station, as the other presenters on the radio station will as well. We are a news talk radio station. We talk about things that are of interest to the general public, and particularly things that are of concern to the general public. And judging from the opinion polls that we're seeing pretty well every day now, a vast majority of the Australian population is concerned about this carbon tax or carbon price or whatever you care to call it. And as a news talk radio station, we believe we should be there to cover it because we think that will be a fairly big crowd down there. We don't know. It's going to be cold, so maybe there won't be, but we think there'll be a fairly big crowd down there.
There are some very strong opinions being expressed by 2GB listeners about the carbon tax. What came first? Was it outrage among your listeners about the tax plan, or was it the editorialising by your broadcasters? Do you know which one sparked off the other?
Look, I don't. It's been going on for quite some time now. There's been concern amongst the general public for some considerable time about carbon tax, as there is about any new tax. But I think what really sparked it was the Prime Minister saying that there would be no carbon tax under the government she would lead, and then coming right out straight after the election and saying that there would be. And I think that no matter what any of the people on our radio station said, that was enough to get people fired up. And they do. They get very fired up and they tend to ring radio stations, whether it's ours or yours or whoever.
Well, at the last anti-tax rally back in March, there were some fairly unsavoury signs about the Prime Minister. One was ditch the bitch, another Julia Gillard, Bob Brown's bitch. How will you stop a repeat at the next rally?
Oh, look, I don't think you can. I mean, this is a free country. People can put signs up if they want to. That's got nothing to do with us. We're there to cover it, as you will be, no doubt, and as other media will be too. We're not there to tell people what they should put or shouldn't put on signs.
But there has been very robust, possibly even inflammatory opinions expressed by some of your presenters. Is 2GB at least partly to blame for the acrimony surrounding this debate?
I don't think so. I think that the opinions that we've expressed have been factual, and certainly, for example, if you take Alan Jones as an example, The amount of research that he and his team have put into this has been quite phenomenal, and he has covered both sides of the story. He's invited scientists of both persuasions onto the radio station to express their point of view and to try and explain their point of view. I don't think any of that's been inflammatory. All it's been is explanatory.
Has your coverage overall been balanced, Ian Holland? Would every negative interview be balanced by one which is positive?
We have tried very, very hard to get to ensure that what we do is balanced. We always do. But the overwhelming response from listeners has been a negative response when it comes to this carbon tax or carbon price. And we welcome people with the opposite point of view. We're not getting terribly many calls. When we do, we put them on the air.
And has Julia Gillard appeared on 2GB this week?
No, she hasn't, other than in the news.
Has she been invited?
She's been invited pretty well every day.
And would she be given a fair hearing?
Absolutely.
Is it really the role of a media outlet to try and influence policy like this? The traditional role of the media is to cover a political issue such as the carbon tax, not to try and kill it off.
I don't think he's trying to kill anything off. I think he's just made a statement which is probably quite factual.
Being that he believes that he can mobilise enough public opinion to try and stop the tax going ahead?
Did he say that?
No, that's what I'm asking you. Is that what you believe Chris Smith is doing?
Absolutely not. Well, I think he believes this rally will be a significant one and could result in some considerable impact as far as the administration of Australia is concerned, but could be is the operative word. It may not. He's just stating a point of view, that's all.
And that's the 2GB General Manager Ian Holland speaking with Alison Carabine in Canberra. And of course, in this heated environment, no pun intended, a number of commercial journalists and others, it needs to be said, say the ABC, Radio National in particular, are biased in favour of a carbon tax. You be the judge. ABC Radio National Breakfast, 10 to 7.